And then there's one little thing, and they, one little statement, and their mind gets in there and says, oh, and then they don't hear the rest of the talk. 1 hour is gone. But after the hour, a very emotional entity puts up a hand and says, an hour ago you said that, and I completely disagree with you. You're wrong. And there's an enormous amount of emotion behind that. And it's very satisfying to the mind made me to be in a position of right wrong, to be right, to prove someone wrong. And it's enormous what it does in relationships, partners, what they do to each other, in this need to be right, to assert their selfhood through being right. That means every time you're right, you imagine that your sense of self has grown. And that's what it feels like. You have just triumphed in this argument with someone, and you have blown yourself up. And if you really looked inside, you would feel that the body doesn't actually feel very good at all. That there's a blockage in the energy flow in the body, that it feels stuck, there's a tightness. And yet, to the little egoic entity, it feels good to have blown itself up for a moment and have triumphed. And then a little while you shrink again, which doesn't last very long. And then you have to look for the next thing to react against. So where's my next enemy? It could be not a it could be just a situation that you don't like to be in. You have something to complain about this, perhaps only in the mind. It's enough. It keeps you going. To complain about this dreadful traffic jam that you are sitting in again. And so even that is satisfying to the, it strengthens, even that strengthens the egoic sense of self, because you have made a situation wrong and yourself right. The traffic jam is obviously wrong. But luckily enough, that gives you the opportunity to be right. So one could almost say that you are morally superior to the traffic jam. And that's only one little situation. Now imagine one's whole life consisting of these mind movements, of such situations, where your sense of self depends on being in some kind of antagonistic relationship towards people, situations, and events in your life. And that's one single human being. And then look what, and then millions, a whole nation, live like that. And then that same unconscious mind pattern is a collective one too. Then you can have an entire nation looking for their enemies. Because only through that, or religions, you can have an entire religion looking for those who don't believe, because their sense of self becomes stronger through saying they are wrong, we are right. So the need for enemies is built into that mind structure that we are talking about. And this is on a personal level. And the need to be in conflict is part of that. And that's strange, because on the surface, the little self says, I want love and peace. It says that on the surface. But then when you see how it lives each moment, that you see that in the moment it doesn't want, it wants to complain about the traffic jam. It wants to prove that it's right, I'm right, and you're completely wrong. It wants to show that this is absolutely wrong. This shouldn't be, should, but it is, but it shouldn't. You are morally superior to reality. And that's that strengthens one's sense of self enormously. And so people go, some have it more strongly than others. Everybody can detect those movements within themselves, but there are some people who are totally possessed by them, and there are some others who are beginning to step out of that collective conditioning. And this is the people in this room and many, many others on this planet, still a minority, who are stepping out of deeply conditioned mind movements, stepping out of an entire sense of identity that is ultimately illusory and that has created so much suffering on the planet, so much conflict, so much non-peace.